بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الذين والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. صدق الله العظيم. And rush towards the forgiveness from your Rabb and to that Jannah as wide as the heavens and the earth, prepared for the pious, those who spend in good and in bad times, those who control their anger and are forgiving towards people. Allah loves those who do. Ulama have said that some Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in envied the Banu Israel because whenever a person committed a sin, he found it written on his door together with its method of tawbah. Example, by cutting off the nose or the ear, etc. Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in envied them because the forgiveness for the sins after the tawbah was certain. When any of the Sahaba committed a sin, he would be terrified of its punishment. Not only men, even the women felt the same way. Once a woman who had committed zina came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mentioned her sin and asked for its punishment, which meant being stoned to death. And that punishment was finally carried out. Why? Because the fear of the punishment in the akhirah for the sin was far greater than the fear of death. It is said about Sayyidina Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that once a thought of his garden disturbed his concentration in salah, so he gave away the garden in sadaqah for the sake of Allah ta'ala, and felt happy thereafter. Anything disturbing his mind during salah was not worth keeping. Another Ansari had his date palms were full of dates. He thought of the date palms in his salah, that how well the dates had ripened. Realizing his mistake, he came to Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the Khalifa, and gave the garden away in sadaqah. It was accepted by Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and sold for 50,000 dirhams.